Once again this year, hundreds of friends and relatives of people who died in the World Trade Center attacks gathered at Ground Zero to remember the nearly 3,000 people who perished there 11 years ago today. But there are those who feel the mourning should not end there. They feel we should also be mourning those who have died in what many feel were the unnecessary wars that followed. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with Madeline Hoffman, director of New Jersey Peace Action, one of the many groups that have worked to end the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I think that the United States reacted very poorly to what happened 11 years ago today, and that we still, as a country, haven't taken that long look inward to see what we might have done or what we could do differently to prevent anger and resentment toward us by people around the world. The response of invading Afghanistan and then remaining in Afghanistan till now and possibly through 2024 has drained our resources financially, has resulted in the deaths of many soldiers, but then just completely disrupted the lives of many Afghan people who had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. And in fact, in the last month or so, the amount of violence, I guess they call it green on blue or blue on green, where the Afghan soldiers we've been training to provide security have turned on our own soldiers and caused violence and death among them. Clearly, we as an organization opposed the invasion of Afghanistan in the first place, but a lot of people were supportive of it right after 9/11. But now the majority of the country, when polled, say we should be out of there. This green-on-blue killing is pretty irrefutable evidence that we've overstayed our welcome. When we hear the sadness and the grief expressed over what happened that day, it's rightfully directed toward the people in the World Trade Center who lost their lives, but it usually stops there. For me, I can't stop my thinking there. I can't stop my grieving there. I need to go beyond and look at all of the lives lost and disrupted in Afghanistan. And then after that, the lives lost and the lives disrupted in Iraq.
Yeah. I was by the World Trade Center site this morning as people were arriving for their annual ceremony. Mm-hmm. And one woman said to me that she thought the best way to honor people who died at that site 11 years ago was to work toward peace, so that people should turn their attention to working toward peace so that we don't have these situations any longer. It sounds like that's pretty much what you're saying.
Yes, and I think, unfortunately, I think we took many steps away from peace. We created a situation, I think, where more people around the world are resentful and have hatred towards the United States. That doesn't help build peace going forward. And then also the whole backlash against Islam and some of the terrible things that have happened to our Muslim friends and fellow countrymen and women, that is a tragedy too. All Muslims have been branded a particular way, and that won't help us achieve peace either. I think we need to take a long step back and say that it's one thing to say we were wronged, and it's another thing to then take that feeling and lash back at anyone and everyone. And clearly, I think that what happened is that our leaders at that time took advantage of what happened to bring our country into wars against people and countries that really should not have ever been attacked by the United States. That sort of willingness to go to war and also willingness to erode our civil liberties here at home and then to stereotype people as a result of that. None of those things can lead us toward peace.
Madeline Hoffman is director of New Jersey Peace Action. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.